cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, Brad Barker, Morton Vaux, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the boys who make swing a joy to the ear.
Have you tried Raleigh cigarettes? They make smoking a joy to the throat. They're so mild and smooth, so distinctive in taste. Raleigh's don't cost a cent more than other popular brands, but you get a superior blend of selected Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Buy Raleigh's with plain ends or with cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, try Cool cigarettes. Cools are so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness. Yet each and every puff is soothing to your throat.
Both Raleigh and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Buy a pack of Union-made Raleighs or Cools the first chance you get. And remember, save those coupons. Well, the Antarctic got too cold for the Baron and his party, so we find them thawing out under the sunny skies of Cairo, Egypt. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are going to give the Egyptians a taste of real swing music. Meanwhile, let's pick up the rest of the party in Cairo's most fascinating bazaar. And here they come, headed by Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Oh, look, Baron, look.
What?
That's a real hoochie-coochie dancer. She's certainly going over big with the audience, isn't she?
Yeah. She's like our president with the Democratic Congress.
Oh, wait, that hoochie-coochie dancer is like our president with the Democratic Congress?
Yeah.
How?
Every motion is approved by the House.
Every motion? That's right. I never thought of that.
See what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, and there goes a picturesque figure, a Bedouin sheik.
I see he's a bedroom sheik.
What?
He's still got his nightgown on.
Oh, you know? That's the way they dress on the desert.
Yeah?
He's from Khartoum.
Where?
Do you know what Khartoum is?
I buy one every week.
You buy what every week?
A Khartoum of Raleigh. I buy them.
Khartoum is one of the prettiest cities in Egypt.
Yeah?
You know, on my first trip, I was struck by the beauty of the town.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have gotten so fresh with her, you know.
No, I mean the scenery, the scenery.
Oh.
You'd better stop getting fresh with the girls I dig up.
Right.
I saw you kiss that little Egyptian girl of mine today.
You did?
Yes.
You know something, Charlie? I was only kidding, Milo.
You're only kidding, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't cut in on your girl.
No, well, no. Just to make sure, that kiss will cost you $1, and I want it now.
All right. Here you are.
All right.
Well, I see you later.
Yeah.
Now,
wait, come back here, Baron.
What?
I said $1 for kissing my girl. This is a $50 bill.
I know. That's all right.
What do you... Wait a minute. Come here. What do you mean it's all right?
That'll pay me up till Saturday night. Yeah. You know?
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with the three Esquires, swing that music.
Swing that music for me. Madi, the magician. The Madi of the East. Magic.
Oh, wait a minute, Baron. Look. There's Boris.
Who is that?
That's Boris over there.
I hope he don't see us.
Why?
That Russian makes my life a slavery.
He does?
I want to write Lincoln about it.
Oh, wait a minute. How could you write Lincoln?
I've got his Gettysburg address.
That's the way you can write
Lincoln. Yes, I'm going to write
Gettysburg.
I'm going to write him.
Oh, my.
Aha! Hello, comrades. I am now in the photographing business. Your photo sitting on this jackass for 25 cents. What did you say, Baron?
I didn't speak.
Oh, it must have been the other jackass.
Yeah, Charlie, hold my coat, please.
Now, don't get excited. Here, come on, get up on the jackass and have your picture taken. That's it. Now, wait. Now, don't fall off.
Steady. Watch for the birdie. I got it. And here it is.
Thank you. Say, listen, that's supposed to be me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay for it. Why, I look like a monkey. A baboon I look like.
You should have thought of that before you had the picture taken.
Listen, that's right. That's right. Run, you coward. Run.
Fresh dates. Stuffed dates.
Well, what's the matter with him?
He's got his dates mixed up.
Got his dates
mixed
Only 10 cents.
Oh, say, Baron, I wonder why the Egyptians always mummified their dead.
It's easy.
It is?
They believe in the old saying.
What old saying?
A man's best friend is his mummy.
His dear old
Egyptian rugs, hand weave, verity.
Wait, Charlie.
What do you want?
I want to buy a rug.
A rug?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want a rug for?
To lie on.
Oh, you're going to try it on a rug now.
Yeah. Oh.
but if you think you're good, Baron, just listen to this old faker selling medicine. Listen to him.
Egyptian snake oil.
What did you say?
Make you live to great age. Me 600 years old.
600 years old? Oh, what a liar. 600 years. I show him up, Charlie.
All right, go ahead.
Don't say nothing. I bribe his assistant.
Go ahead, try.
Hey, come here, will you?
You want snake oil?
No. Listen, here's a dollar. In American money. Now tell me honestly, is that old faker 600 years old?
You got me, brother. I've only been working for him for 300 years.
Yeah, old. What kind of a place?
Oh, come on, Baron. Let's take a ride along the banks of the Nile, where Pharaoh's daughter got her little son Moses.
Yeah?
She found him in the bulrushes.
Possible.
Now, hold on. You can't doubt that. It's positively authentic.
Yeah?
She actually did find him in the bulrushes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, you there, Charlie?
Oh, come on.
What I want to see is them bring them back to life room.
What?
You know, I want to see where they bring them back to life room to keep you from being buried alive.
Oh, say, I heard about that.
What?
When you start to die, they put you in that little room till all signs of life have left you.
That's right.
Yeah, but how does that keep you from being buried alive?
No, I know this. Listen.
What's the secret?
When they bury you, you see, then in comes the May West of Cairo.
Oh, I see.
The most gorgeous girl in Egypt.
Oh, my.
And she starts to do a fan dance.
A fan dance?
Yeah.
Well, what happened then?
Well. If you don't get up then, they know you're dead.
Oh, I see.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey. The song, Little Hula Heaven, with a chorus by Edith Wright.
Heaven, living a dream of love.
Well, the Baron and Charlie spent so much money in the bazaars, they've had to move to a cheaper hotel on the outskirts of Cairo. While they're waiting for a room, the Baron is holding a session of his famous Worldwide Information Bureau.
Any more questions?
Baron, I'm about to be married. Where is the best place to build a home?
There. Out in the desert.
Oh, well, that's silly, Baron. There's no water on the desert, only sand.
All that sand and no ocean?
Well, certainly no ocean. Why?
Nothing, only...
Only what?
That's an awful funny place to put a beach.
Oh, come
I didn't know. That's funny, I didn't...
Gentlemen, your room is ready.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, good night, Baron. Good night, good night.
This way, please. Here is your room. And I hope you have a good night's rest.
Why did he laugh when he said, have a good night's rest?
Oh, shush me back. Come on, let's turn it out. I'm tired.
Yeah, but listen, Charlie. Why did he laugh like that?
Oh, what do you care? What are you looking around for?
There's something about this place I don't like. Say, listen. Listen, how did we happen to come here into Phil's place?
Well, because it's cheap. You know, it's hard to rent the rooms here.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's just some silly story that this is where the Egyptian murderers used to be executed.
Oh.
Yeah. And every night they come back here to talk it over.
The dead people come here to talk?
Yeah, that's right. Well, wait a minute. What are you putting your clothes on again for?
I don't feel like a lot of conversation.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I'll go out for a walk.
For a walk?
Yeah.
To where?
Oh, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, any place. Oh.
Come on, Baron, come to bed. There's no such thing as a ghost. You know it and I know it.
Yeah, but do the ghosts know it, huh?
Well, anyway, here goes the light out. Nothing could happen here anyway. There's a horseshoe over the door. What was that?
The horseshoe.
Oh.
Listen, I'll just lay down with my clothes on, huh?
Well, I hope insomnia won't creep over you.
Charlie, if anything creeps over me, they'll hear me holler in Louisville, I'm telling you.
Well, good night, Baron.
Charlie, did you hear something?
Huh? Oh, someone's having a nightmare. Go to sleep.
The nightmare must have kicked him.
Oh, yeah, all right. Good night. Good night.
Charlie!
Oh, wait a minute. Will you stop shaking your knees?
I'm not shaking my knees.
No?
My knees are shaking me. I suppose that's just someone laughing at a joke. A dog howling. The sign of death.
Yeah.
Some through the window, Charlie.
Oh, wait, now, pull yourself together. This is all mental.
Yeah.
Now, just repeat after me.
Yeah.
I do not believe in ghosts.
I do not believe in ghosts.
Well, we do.
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, I'm right after you, Baron. I landed right on my head. Are you all right, Baron?
Yeah, if they don't jump out after us.
Well, bless my buttons. What have you two been up to?
Well, tell the gentleman, Baron. He won't believe you anyway.
We're running away from ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts?
Do I? Can you boys keep a little secret?
Sure.
Well, I am a ghost. Good night.
Charlie!
What?
He's gone.
Yeah?
He went up in smoke.
Yes, Baron, and you went up in my estimation. Whatever else they may say about you, you're a man of courage.
Fine.
A brave man.
No, Charlie, I'm not brave.
Oh, now, don't be modest,
no.
Baron. You just saw a ghost with your own eyes.
Yeah.
99 men out of 100 would be a mile away by this time.
Yeah.
But did you run?
No.
No.
You didn't even move an inch.
No.
And why didn't you run? Answer me that. Why didn't you run?
Because...
Well, why?
You're standing on my foot.
I'm falling in love with someone, someone, girl. I'm falling in love with someone, head of world.
It's the voice of Morton Bow and of Victor Herbert Waltz. I'm falling in love with someone.
I have a very strange feeling I never felt before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. my heart's acting strangely. It feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulses leap madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause, then sad without cause. My spirits are truly unruly. For I'm falling in love with someone, someone, girl. I'm falling in love with someone.
Finally ran out of wind and Charlie caught up with him, and now we find them hiking across the desert in search of a pyramid.
Oh, say, my water canteen's empty. Give me a drink from yours, will you?
There's no water in mine, Charlie.
No?
That's embalming fluid.
I'm
taking it home to have it analyzed.
Analyzed? What for?
I want to see if it's the same stuff I drank during the Hoover administration.
Well, if you ask me, we're lost.
Here.
Shot. Put up your hands quick. Look, coming over that sand dune. A band of bloodthirsty desert tribesmen.
What are they?
They're bloodthirsty desert tribesmen.
Well, if they're bloodthirsty, they're out of luck.
Well, why?
I'm anemic.
You're anemic.
Our regrets, Effendi. But we look for government spies who seek to drive us from our rightful domain. I must take you to the big sheik. Get on this horse, please.
We're both on the same horse?
Oh. Hold me tight, Charlie.
What?
You know, they wrote a song about my horseback riding.
What was the name of the song?
Empty Saddle.
Empty Saddle. Oh, yeah. Your horse.
Back! Get over!
But listen. Where has he taken us?
Well, it can't be far because a horse can't run very far with two men on his back.
No?
No.
Then how did three men on a horse run for 2 years?
Oh, God.
How is that?
Don't talk so silly. Look at me. Look.
Back.
An oasis. An Arab village hidden behind sand dunes. Oh, they'll probably make short work of us.
I hope they feed us first.
How can you think of food at a time like this?
I can't help it, Charlie.
Why?
I'm like that cool penguin when he's walking around.
The cool penguin?
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
Always my stomach comes first.
Oh, yeah.
You know how?
Yeah.
Hila! Kaput!
You too. Into this tent. Sheik's daughter bring you food.
Well, this is a fine pickle. I feel as though I was just getting over a binge.
Yeah?
Oh, say, Baron, when you're getting over a binge, do horrible things come and sit on your bed?
Yeah. My wife's relatives.
Oh, no kidding. I'm half sick. Look at my tongue.
What's that? That reminds me.
What?
I promised my wife a new fur coat. Yeah.
Oh, my tongue reminds
me. Yeah. Knock. I have come to serve the ham.
Ham? Don't look at me.
No, Baron, the food. She's never seen you act.
Oh, shut up, will you please?
Let's eat. Come on, this will probably be our last meal.
You eat, Charlie.
What?
I make love to the Sheik's daughter, or maybe we get out of this.
All right, go ahead.
Don't say nothing. Tell me, cute stuff. Do you object to petting?
That's one thing I never have done.
No, you never petted?
I've never objected.
Oh. That's nice going.
Yeah.
Teach me how to kiss.
Well, it goes like this.
Seems easy. Now I try. Is that right?
It may not be right, but it's great.
Oh, someone
monkey business, eh?
Bullish! How did you get here?
I took the Sheik's picture in Cairo, and he liked it so well, he made me his right-hand man.
Listen, Boris, then you can get us out of this prisoner's tent?
That's what I'm here for.
You'll be out in 5 minutes.
Ah, oh, good old Boris.
We'll be out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to be shot.
Yeah, shot?
Shot? What? Oh, but Boris, we're not the spies they're looking for. Can't you do something?
Well, I might get you 5 minutes of grace.
5 minutes of grace? Yeah. Who wants to talk to a girl at a time like that?
Oh. No, no.
Oh, poor Bert, poor Charlie. Gotta be shot, gotta be shot.
It's Percy, my parrot. He must have followed us out here.
Yeah. Oh, what a walk. Oh, she's of the desert. Goodbye.
Follow.
Well, Baron, there's the firing squad.
Goodbye, Percy. And when Papa is up beyond the clouds, will you think of him?
Think of you? Come on, see you sometime.
Sorry, gentlemen. It is time. Form hollow square round prisoners. Holler!
Well, how do you feel, Baron?
Like I was smoking one of Tommy Dorsey's cigars.
Yeah? How's that?
At the end of my rope. Oh. I hope they bury me standing up.
Well, why standing up?
I want to try something different. Yeah. I've been lying all my life.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Halt! Firing squad formation! How does the first spy wish to die?
Of old age.
Enough of this nonsense. Firing squad, attention. Ready. Aim.
No kidding, Charlie. This time, I am afraid. Now that I have stopped lying, I'd probably go to heaven.
But you're afraid you'll go to heaven?
Yeah.
Why, Baron, heaven is a wonderful place.
Yeah?
And just think. You'll only be there a few years when your dear little wife will join you and be with you forever and ever.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of.
Oh, well.
Happy Dorsey and his orchestra, Shadow.
About Raleigh's cigarettes. I'm sorry, folks. The Baron left his pet parrot at the microphone. Now, Percy,
Percy wants a Raleigh. Percy wants a Raleigh.
What's that? You smoke Raleighs, too? Well, tell us, Percy, why do you like Raleighs?
Valuable coupons bring gorgeous filly men.
Well, that's right, Percy. Raleigh and cool coupons are good for lots of handsome gifts. Now, tell us what premiums you like best. The silver-plated teapot and the cream and sugar set, or the completely fitted traveling case, or perhaps the mahogany penthouse table.
Tray for seeds.
Oh, you mean the beautiful silver-plated bread tray for seeds? Well, and what else?
Let me think. Cage cover.
Oh, cage cover. I guess Percy is thinking about the genuine suede bridge table cover.
Yes.
Well, folks, Percy has told us what premiums he likes. What do you prefer? There are dozens of grand gifts to choose from. But first of all...
Switch to Raleigh's. Raleigh's have a grand, mild taste that distinguishes them from other cigarettes. But they don't cost a cent more than the popular priced brand you're smoking now. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or with cork tips if you prefer.
Or if you like a mentholated cigarette, smoke Cools. Each puff is cool and refreshing to your throat, yet none of the full-bodied tobacco flavor is lost.
Smoke Raleigh's or Cools. And remember...
save those coupons! Save those coupons!
Thanks, Percy. Yes, folks, remember, save those coupons. Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.